When Senator Wyler brought the bill to a Judiciary Interim Committee last month, he had in mind the families of missing West Valley City mom Susan Cox Powell and Salt Lake City mom Uta von Schwedler. Schwedler was found drowned in a bathtub in 2011. In both cases, children remained in the custody of their fathers, while those dads were suspected of involvement in the possible murders of the other parents. And in both cases, Wyler says the judge didn't have the legal means to remove the children from the home.
You know, we don't want the government willy-nilly taking children away from their parents. But I do think that the Josh Powell case and this more recent case has illustrated, you know, kind of a gap.
The bill is modeled from proposed legislation in Washington State, where Susan Cox Powell's husband, Josh Powell, eventually murdered their two boys, Charlie and Braden, before killing himself. Wyler says his bill is different from the version in Washington because it doesn't require that a judge remove child custody from a murder suspect. It simply gives him additional legal tools to do so at his discretion. But during the May Judiciary Interim Committee, Republican Representative Brian Greene said he still had concerns.
I see this as being applied, even if it's not mandatory, like Washington's law, whether or not there is justification absent the situation meets the new standard now so the children can be removed. And I think that's a very troubling road to start down.
Wyler says his bill is still in the early drafting stages. It will likely be discussed later this month during another interim session. Whitney Evans, KUER News.